It's Tuesday, April 7th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. A freeze in Indiana's childcare voucher program is making it harder for foster parents to take in young children. Indiana Governor Mike Braun says a new law gives the state tools to hold utility companies accountable for residents. And Indianapolis City County Councilor Ron Gibson says his home was the target of an overnight shooting incident and a message against data centers was left behind. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. A freeze in Indiana's childcare voucher program is making it harder for foster parents to take in young children, and that's making it harder to find placement for infants. Eric Weddle has more.
Indiana foster parents qualify for vouchers to help pay for infant care. That's an essential need for those who work full-time. But in late 2024, a source of federal funding ended and the state stopped issuing new vouchers. Shannon Schumacher is the CEO of the Villages of Indiana, the state's largest private foster agency.
We have seven families who can no longer take small children that have always been just rock solid and will open their hearts and homes to babies.
State officials say they are working to restore vouchers for 200 foster families as required by state law. But in early March, just 124 foster children were using one. I'm Eric Weddle in Indianapolis.
Indiana Governor Mike Braun says a new law gives the state tools to hold utility companies accountable for residents. WFYI's Zach Castle reports.
The law requires the state to approve new rates for utility companies tied to performance data. It also mandates these companies make utility bills more consistent and predictable. At a signing ceremony, Braun says utilities, quote, must be held accountable for affordability.
This bill completely overhauls how utilities are regulated to put ratepayers out there over profits.
Braun says affordability is not going away. Portions of the new law will go into effect over the next few years. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis City County Councilor Ron Gibson says his home was the target of an overnight shooting incident and a message against data centers was left behind. Eric Weddle has more.
Gibson said someone fired 13 rounds at the front door of his home and left a note on the doorstep that read, "No data centers." No one was injured. Indianapolis police say they believe the shooting was an isolated, targeted incident. The FBI is helping in the investigation. Gibson has been a focus in the debate of a proposed data center for Martindale-Brightwood. He represents the neighborhood on the council and has said it would benefit the area. But community members have protested against it, and some say a data center would hurt the neighborhood. The City County Council will hold a final vote whether to approve the data center in the coming weeks. I'm Eric Weddle in Indianapolis.
The fifth annual HBCU All-Star Game brought the top 24 men's basketball players from historically black colleges and universities to showcase their talent in Indianapolis. Team Sam Jones defeated Team Bob Dandridge 96-89 Sunday afternoon. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports organizers used the weekend to bring social justice work into the game.
Leading up to the game, the schedule included a Black Business Marketplace, an HBCU college fair, and athletes volunteered in the community. At a social justice panel Saturday, national and local leaders in the Black community spoke to attendees, including student athletes competing in the All-Star Game. HBCU All-Stars CEO and founder Travis L. Williams says sports bring people together through inclusiveness.
It's an opportunity for us to come together, collaborate, bring our thoughts and mind and thought leaders together and celebrate, whether it's winning on and off the court, around the community.
During the luncheon and panel, speakers reinforced their message to the Black student athletes that what they do on and off the court makes a difference. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
My name's Jody. I'm a longtime WBOI supporter. Sometimes the news is controlled by larger monetary forces and not necessarily the truth. I need to stay informed, I want to stay informed, learn about the world, learn about our local events, and also provide some lightness and some fun, provides relief from what can be hard to hear sometimes. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Early voting begins today and continues until the day before the May 5th Indiana primary election. NIPSCO has locked out about 1,600 union workers after the two sides failed to agree on a new contract. And a new precedent has been set for eviction in courts around the state. That's who and what for Tuesday, April 7th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.